This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40. You're listening to the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And it's time for Today on Twitter, where one question struck out amongst the ones that are trending. Are men from Kuantan just fundamentally better than men from Subang?
Now, to be clear, we are not making this argument. But a tweet that is racking up likes and retweets and quote tweets certainly is. And there is a word in here that I simply cannot say on air. So I'm going to substitute it for Playboy. If you know the term... then just make it worse and what's the word I'm looking for? More intense, more graphic, perhaps?
Explicit,
more
I was
explicit,
going to say.
Yes, but I'm going to say Playboy. Anyway, this is the tweet. Kuantan guys are hot but underrated. If you want a hot man but not playboys, like Subang boys, then come to Kuantan. Kuantan guys are known to be loyal and faithful. And so for some reason, this has really struck a nerve with people. I will say that the reply tweets are hilarious. There is a mixture of... equal pylons for Subang boys, people saying, yes, that is my exact experience, as well as a number of people taking it as an opportunity for self-promotion and to get dates.
Oh, yes. So let's see. We have so many Kuantan people, obviously very happy with this. We have Shafiq saying, HMU or hit me up. Kuantan guy here. Fire. Hashtag support local. We have someone else saying, betul tu, kawan-kawan saya dari Kuantan masing-masing loyal. We have Shah saying, born in Kuantan, lived in Kuantan for 20 over years, but this is the first time I've heard of this. This might be my favorite though. Another Shafiq says, Kuantan boys assemble.
Yes, definitely taking it as a call to arms. So we're not going to read the Subang hate ones just because they get quite mean and specific. But if you want to, I would encourage hopping on Twitter and reading the entire thread. It's very funny. This, however, does open up, I think, the question about stereotypes based on where people come from or live, because we are somewhat familiar, I suppose, with international stereotypes, with French people liking cheese, with whatever else. But my favorite version of those kinds of stereotypes are the hyper-local ones, the ones where you, I suppose in its worst iteration, it's Bangsa bubble, but then you also have very specific thoughts and feelings about, like you, Sharmila, were telling me that you actually don't like my people.
Well, okay. Let me take you back to my school days, back when we had to do inter-school tournaments for various things. I am a KL born and bred person, so we have very specific feelings about people from PJ. So every time we had to have any kind of competition or tournament with students or schools from PJ, all of us would come up with all of these stereotypes that probably are not true, but you know, they're so up themselves, they're so atas, they think they're better than everyone else. Just because you live after the arch and near the ANW, you think you're damn big, is it? All of these things, right? And of course, to be fair, I've grown up now and come to realize that they're lovely PJ people. I do think, though, that these are things that those of us who come from specific parts of Malaysia hold quite dearly to heart.
I have never heard discrimination based on proximity to the arch. This is the first I've ever heard of it. I didn't know that that was a thing. I do think that, for example, the stereotype with Subang people is that they refuse to leave Subang. Like, if you want to hang out with your Subang friend, you are forever in a long-distance relationship if you yourself do not live in Subang, because they're never going to leave.
And if you live in KL, Subang is very far away in your mind and you don't understand any of it.
And yet, if you ask for a meetup, where is the restaurant? Where is the cafe? It's never not going to be in Subang. And that, at least, is a stereotype that I have known and have heard of. So, yeah, I really appreciate hyper local stereotypes. And I'm loving the specificity of this one, pitting Kuantan versus Subang. I don't know where it came from, but I love that it's here.
You know, the one that I'm most familiar with, of course, is the whole Penang driver thing, for instance, right? Or there's also the thing about how people from specific parts of the country have specific ideas about food. And I think this applies to most states and most towns where, you know, Johorians will say their ice kacang is better than everyone else's. KLites will say that their Hokkien Mee is the real Hokkien Mee. I do agree with you that part of the biggest joys of going on Twitter is the Malaysian-ness of what you can find. And this is one of those trends that I think really does end up being quite Malaysian. I'm curious, though, as a PJ Eight, PJ Ian. Were you aware that there might be some amount of animosity from people outside of PJ?
No, this is the best part. We're just so high in our own little cloud that we didn't even know. No, the only stereotype I've heard about Petaling Jaya specifically for people coming and driving through is that it's impossible to find anywhere. All the SSs and the PJUs and all the rest of it, all the numbered streets, the fact that I think just the kinds of complaints that you would get anytime we're talking about suburbs and suburbia. So that's what I'm familiar with. I wasn't familiar with the fact that I apparently had a personality trait. I don't live near the Arch, for what it's worth.
Well, do weigh in. What are some stereotypes that you've heard about people based on where they're from? Are these stereotypes true? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We will be back for more of your messages. But I just wanted to first read this one from Lydia. Coming from a very personal point of view.
Lydia says, they should say something about Kuantan girls. Coming from a Kuantan girl, I haven't dated Kuantan boys or Subang boys, so no comments. But all my Kuantan girlfriends are loyal, so Kuantan girls for the win.
I'm really loving how much Kuantan is representing with this hashtag. Do keep sending your thoughts our way. We will look at them after this. The question we're asking, what are some stereotypes you've heard about people based on where they're from? Are they true? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is just coming up to 5:49. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And on today on Twitter, we were discussing stereotypes, really stereotypes specific to where you're from in Malaysia. This comes from a particular tweet that compares men from Kuantan to Subang. But we'd like to hear from you in a more general sense. What are some stereotypes that you've heard about people based on where they're from? Are they true? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have these messages.
So, okay, let's do a pair of Subang messages, right? Because they're really coming under fire here. We started with a pylon on Subang. It's continuing a little bit. But we have Ming Shen saying, Budak Subang Jaya memang ada gaya. So there is at least one defense that is coming in for Subangites. Although Sarah says, I have very specific feelings about Subang kids as well, and they are true. I don't think it's the boys who live in Subang, but the boys who study in Subang. They tend to conform to a certain type, perhaps due to peer pressure. It is slightly crazy how similar they all are.
So that's really interesting, right? So going back to the whole KL kid going to university in when I went to college in PJ, this was a feeling that I had as well. And I wonder if it's just something that someone who feels a bit like an outsider feels. I used to feel like all the PJ kids felt very similar. And I couldn't put my finger on what it is.
What is with you? Okay.
I know.
I allowed you space. I allowed you space to air out your grievances, but now you're just attacking, just constantly attacking PJites.
Well, okay. Katrina is a KLite, and she says, I'm born and bred downtown KL. I agree that there are stereotypes against me, but I never believed in it just until just now when you mentioned Subang, people don't leave Subang. My in-laws' family is from Subang. I just realized every family gathering happens to be in Subang.
And it will be from now till forever, Katrina. They don't change. I try not to play fast and loose with stereotypes, especially on air, but my goodness, the Subang one is a strong one. I do think it comes from the fact that it's a well-planned township. This is me extending an olive branch. It's a very well-planned township. It's got a fair amount of schools and offices and the like, so you also have a lot of food places. I understand all that. It doesn't always mean I want to brave the federal or the LDP.
I will also say that I'm always impressed at how you kind of don't need to leave Subang. Like everything exists within a 10-minute driving distance. On the issue of stereotypes, we have V saying that only Malaccans eat char kway teow with sweet sauce. True story. I didn't know this one.
I think I've heard this one. And this comes down to the regional differences in char kway teow or in noodle dishes in general around the country, which is its own thing. Like we could have an entire separate segment on that. We have a tough one here from AA who says, the most stereotypical comment I've received would be orang Sarawak atas pokok. I'm a Sarawakian and it's offensive, I think. You know, AA, I'm not a Sarawakian and it is offensive also to me. I think that it's just so... I've never understood why people say that. And I don't actually fully understand where it even comes from.
I completely agree. It is tough when, I mean, we joke about stereotypes, right? But they often have a quite a real and specific impact on people, especially when it becomes harmful like this. I wanted to actually touch on this message from Kinwai, who essentially shares a meme about Klang. And it says, let's go to Klang. And it's a whole bunch of images that are about Klang perhaps not being safe and not being, or being scary. And I think that that's another example of how, and we did this on a show, if you are from Klang, I don't think it's always pleasant to hear those kinds of stereotypes.
Well, I mean, the show that we did in particular focused on some sort of weird baseless finding that was done. And okay, that's a separate thing. But yeah, it is a tough one to hear, isn't it? Especially when it's a place that you are from, that you frequent, that you enjoy, and when you know there is absolutely no basis. And to get serious, and because we are a business station, things like this actually harm business. You know, this belief that, for example, certain parts of the country are filled with people who aren't as modern, or certain parts of the country are filled with spaces that are less safe, all of that actually actively contributes to people not wanting to go there, potentially harming business.
We have a we have a message here that's quite interesting. It's from an anonymous listener who says, I'm opening up a can of worms, but in my school days, it was convent schoolgirls versus the rest of the world. And a personal experience would be Singaporeans. Generally, they seem to think that they are better than the rest of Asia. Well, I'm a convent girl. I will attest to that. I'm not coming across very well in this segment. But yeah, I think that convent girl thing is true. It's a sort of us against them.
You're coming across very honest, Sharmila. This is a safe space. But I definitely have heard the convent school girl thing. I do also think that with the Singaporean stereotype, perhaps even if they don't think that they're better than the rest of Asia, they certainly think that they're better than the rest of Southeast Asia specifically. That one I think is hard to contest. Meanwhile, we also have TIDJ saying the stereotype of Penangites being horrible drivers. It's not entirely true. The same about the stereotype of Penang being food central. Okay, I'm just going to say this is a shots fired moment. We're not going to come back from this. The same about the stereotype of Penang being food central. Not everything tastes nice. I realised that Penang chicken rice is not great when I moved to KL, and Assam Laksa is overrated. Not many Penangites I know enjoy it. It's mostly local tourists who are into it.
Oof, I'm not even a Penangite, and that hit me hard. To be fair, I never thought chicken rice was the best in Penang. I thought there are other places that you can get better ones. Don't come for me. But Assam Laksa, really? Overrated?
I feel like Assam Laksa.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a tough show.
Yes, yes. We knew that going in, to be fair. We knew that going in, that this would be tough, but we're going to brave and push through it. Meanwhile, we have Xiao Ying, who says, I heard that people after the arch have better driving etiquette.
I will not stand for this. If we're saying PJ drivers are better than KL drivers, I think that's a definite. That's something I need to contend. How do you learn to drive equally well when all your roads are numbers?
So here's the thing. Gently, Sharmila, I would like to guide you into the light, okay? Because if we speak on the show elsewhere about how the lines between KL and Selangor are so very porous, and here you are defending the arch of all things. I think at this point, believing that I'm a PJ girl and I learned to drive in Tamantun, where, by the way, the roads are also numbers. So, you know, think about it. Think about what you're saying.
We have a message from a Malaccan who's responding to an earlier message. So M says, I'm a Malaccan. I don't eat char kway teow with sweet sauce.
So like I said, regional differences, right? Horses for courses, especially when it comes to something like char kway teow. And we also have Ibrahim saying, we're back to the Subang hate, saying the only good thing that Subang can boast about is that it has the best rojak, Rojak SS15, and then a shout out for a specific state or a specific city. The good-looking Malay guys are from Ipoh.
I'm going to ignore the second part and I'm going to hone in on the part that always interests me, which is food recommendations. I love it when people send in best whatever in whichever place. Keep those thoughts coming. What are some stereotypes that you've heard about people based on where they're from? Are they true? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.